I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Shock and disbelief follow the United States Countries of Particular Concern announcement released each year by the State Department. The CPC list identifies the world's worst religious freedom offenders. Todd Nettleton with the Voice of the Martyrs USA says,
certainly there were surprises. Nigeria and India were not given CPC, Country of Particular Concern designation, something that the U.S. Commission on International Religious Freedom has responded to. Frankly, I find it even more surprising that Afghanistan was not given a CPC designation. The government is the Taliban.
CPC designations, in theory, are a foreign policy tool. Whether or not politicians use the list, you can use it to pray. Ask God to strengthen and sustain persecuted believers living in the CPC countries. And we'll end today with part four of the Oral Bible Translation series from MNN's Katie Harth.
Believers use oral Bible translation in places where people prefer the spoken word over text. Oral techniques also prove effective in sign languages. For example, Bible storying is a useful method in oral communities. Door International combines storying with a deaf-friendly translation style. President CEO Rob Myers says,
that is the approach that we call chronological Bible translation. Some people have the misunderstanding that chronological Bible translation is just storying, but it actually is translation. Particular passages are translated so they can immediately be used by the growing church.
Ask God to empower believers who use these techniques to make Christ known, whether they speak God's word or sign it. Katie Harth, Mission Network News.
Mission Network News is a service of One Way Ministries. In this Advent season, Transworld Radio wants to share a prayer guide with you to help you in the waiting. Journey with us through the 2022 Advent season as we pray for people groups all over the world. Look for the links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.